You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by T.R. Sullivan, who covers the Rangers. T.R., after all the comings and goings around baseball, the Rangers made a big upgrade in the rotation, getting Cole Hamels for now and for at least three more years in the future. And just looking at the club today, with Nick Martinez pitched well against the Giants. Martin Perez had won a hell of a game against the Giants. I assume Gerrit Collins is going to come back at some point. I would think that the Rangers, could, all things considered, where they've been this season, couldn't be in a better frame of mind, not for next year, but to make a postseason run this year. What's your assessment of it?
Well, they got a lot of work ahead of them. I mean, they're still under 500. They're still pretty far out of the division race. They're, you know, they're on the fringe of the wild card race. They certainly have a better rotation now than they did a week ago. You know, I don't know when Derek will be back. It probably won't be until September. I don't know. You know, still a lot depends on, you know, guys like Adrian Beltre, Shin-Soo Chu, Josh Hamilton, Prince Fielder. Those are the big four of their offense, and they got to get those four guys, you know, really hitting. Hamilton's still working for looking for a swing. Beltre's still dealing with that thumb. You know, Fielder's been a little bit of a slump, and Shin-Soo Chu has been, you know, up and down, but a lot better since the All-Star break. You know, a lot of this is going to depend on those four guys, and a lot of it's going to depend on the bullpen. I mean, Tanner Shepherd is on the disabled list, and Keone Kayla has been sent to the minor leagues for R&R, I guess. So, you know, they got the two new guys, Jake Diekman and Sam Bison. Still a lot of work for this team to do to get back into this race.
And they had 10 more games with the Astros, who lead the division by four games over the Angels. Let me ask you this. Do you think fans, Rangers fans, have any particular feeling about the Astros in terms of a rivalry? Or do they look at their rivals as, you know, Angels, Yankees, whoever? Is it a big deal when the Astros play in Arlington? Because it's a big deal when the Rangers play in Houston. You know, they draw over 30,000 every game. How do you see it?
Well, I think it's getting there. You know, the history of the Rangers is their biggest rivalry has always been with a team that's good. You know, sometimes right. It's the Angels, sometimes it's the Mariners, sometimes it's Oakland, sometimes it's the Yankees. You know, they've never had a real geographic rival until the Astros came over to this league. And, you know, that's something that's slowly, you know, coming to pass. But, you know, the Cardinals and the Cubs, the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Dodgers and the Giants, all those teams are original teams going back to, you know, back when you and I were Cub reporters covering Christy Mathewson. So, you know, it takes a long time for these big rivalries to develop. I think right now the Astros are very good. The Rangers are getting there. In the past, the Rangers have been good, and the Astros have not. And we really haven't seen, since interleague play began, a situation where both the Rangers and the Astros were good. They were fighting for a pennant race and taking the division down to the wire.
I tell you what, it would make a good rivalry if the two managers square off again in front of home plate. That'll start a rivalry really fast.
Well, you know, that happened the other day with the Royals and the Blue Jays, and, of course, Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. Those are, again, two teams that have been at it for a long, long time. And, you know, we all know that National League Central is a great division because of the proximity of all those industrial cities. You know, the Rangers had a little tiff with the Astros. I don't know if it was that big of a deal, but I think rivalries are born out of just two teams that are really playing well and both competing for a division title.
How did Cole Hamels feel? Cole Hamels didn't want to come to the Astros, as people know. I think most people know. And he could veto it. But he couldn't veto a trade to the Rangers. Is that right?
Yeah, he had the Rangers on his trade list.
And so how does he feel about it? How's he excited about it? What was your initial impression in meeting him?
Well, he's been very upbeat since he got here. He looks got a big smile on his face. Looks like he's enjoying it. I think Cliff Lee really told him a lot of good things about the Rangers organization and gave him a few tips on how to pitch in this weather. And, you know, I think he's got some family connection here. This team has been very good for the past 4 or 5 years. I think he'll like it here. I think he's pretty upbeat about it all.
And Colby Lewis has continues to just be tremendous. Is there any part of this recovery from this hip surgery, this 2-year recovery, that has surprised even him at how well he's done?
Well, I think once he felt great, then nothing has surprised him. I think the big thing with him was, how would I feel? And if he felt good enough to pitch, and I think he has confidence in his ability. So once he got out there and, you know, the hips started holding up and responding, I think then his confidence just grew.
And Josh Hamilton has gotten it going here recently. When you watch him, does he look just like the Josh Hamilton that you saw in 2012?
He says he's still searching for a swing, but he had some big home runs on this homestand, a big 3-run home run against the Yankees and a big 2-run home run on Sunday against the San Franciscans. So, you know, he may not be as good as he wants to be or as good as he has been, but he's getting to be close to being good enough. It still takes some time. I think it's still the big one is Adrian Beltre. You know, how much can he hold up with that thumb? How much can he contribute? I mean, this guy's in the middle of the lineup. You know, there's no doubt he's not 100%. No doubt he's not the big hitter that he once was right now.
In 83, when the Phillies and Orioles met in the World Series, one paper did a story on where the cutoff was from Orioles fans and Phillies fans. If you're going up Interstate 45, where would you say the cutoff was between Rangers fans and Astros fans? Lancaster?
There's nothing between Houston and Dallas on I-45. There's like four farm towns. Somewhere between Buffalo and Fairfield, I would imagine. Probably at the serving line of Cole's Barbecue. Somewhere between the baked beans and the sausage biscuits.
All right. I sure appreciate it, TR, and have a good week. We'll talk to you again.
Come up and see us sometime.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.